Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Judy Werpman.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm delighted to talk to you today, and because and I'm also glad the weather is good, because what I want to talk about is something that interested me after the Boston Marathon.
Who said it was
took
good?
Place, yes, it took place in the most horrendous weather they've had in decades and decades. And after the marathon, I received an email from a friend of mine, who I actually mentioned in the article I sent to you, who's 76, and he's been running marathons and doing other very strenuous activities for years. And he said, you know, that he was really upset because he did so poorly. He said, all I just wanted to do was finish. It took me much longer than I expected to. But he's somebody, again, he's 76 years old and incredibly competitive. And one of the things he had told us several years ago when he turned 70 is, oh, this is wonderful, because now I'm running in an age group that goes from 70 to 80, and I might be able to win some races. And that this really brings me to the point of the article, which is, as you age, it is really well known, well established, that our bodies slow down. And they slow down in such well-defined ways that people who arrange races like the Boston Marathon and other marathons or even swimming meets put people into different categories depending on their age and allow them to take longer to complete a particular distance, like in a marathon, or assume that everybody else in that age group is going to be competing at that same slower rate, so the older person is not competing with somebody who's much younger, because it's realized that that person who is older would be at a complete disadvantage. We all can deny, that we're getting older. I mean, we can't really deny it. With enough plastic surgery, some people look the same if they have their hair color. It's the same even though they're totally gray. If they dress young, they think, oh, well, I really don't look any older than 50, even though, I may be 60. But one thing that you can't deny is that the body really does get slower. And in part, it's because we lose muscle, and we continuously lose muscle as we age. And by the time you are 80, and I hope you approach 80, you get to 80 and beyond, you may have 30 to 50% less muscle than that of a 30-year-old. Moreover, your muscular strength, your ability to weightlift in the gym, but more practically, pick up a box or pick up a dog or push furniture around or pick up a grandchild, is also going to decline by 12 to 40% after you are 50. But the other things that decline, and that is something that people who go to a gym and look at, their heart rate on a monitor, on a treadmill, for example, the other thing that declines is that our heart rate goes down. So as you age, it takes much more effort to get your heartbeat up to, let's say, 120 beats per minute. And the effect of that, because your heart is pumping more slowly, is that you are actually bringing less oxygen into your bloodstream. Your oxygen, your heart is because it's beating more slowly, is not able to bring this oxygenated blood to the muscles where they need the oxygen in order to perform their task of moving your body. So you may, as I have done many times, run across the street to catch a bus, or run across the street, because in Boston, if you don't run across the street, you have a good chance of being hit by a pedestrian, by a driver. If you're a pedestrian, it's sort of a game that people play. And you can do it even, at the age of 90, but it will take you much longer to recover your breath because you just don't have that much oxygen in your body compared to somebody running across the street who is 18. Okay, so all this conspires to making it necessary for people who plan competitive events to put you into certain age categories. But the question that remains is, for those of us who don't at the age of 76 run a marathon, are we going to have to, rent our walkers by the time we approach 55? Make sure that Grandpa's cane that we inherited is dug out of the closet? Or will we still be able to remain active? And there have been many, many studies showing that, of course, you can remain active, and that if you are somebody who was fit when you were much younger, that if you continue to work out you know, in the ways that you used to, except with some caveats, that you will be able to not necessarily remove the effects of aging, but you'll certainly be able to delay them or minimize them. But there are some caveats. And there was a very interesting article in a magazine that I sort of only came across online called Trail Runner, for people who like to go out and run in the mountains or the fields, etc., talking about what do you do if you're over 30, but over 30 on to be 100. And one of the interesting things is that you can train, but you have to pay attention to what you're training. And that since your muscles are losing their power, that you have to concentrate more on getting their power back, which may be short bursts of activity on a treadmill or, on an exercise cycle or running up hills, in order to sort of get those muscles, you know, strong again. The other thing is, though, that you have to recognize that because you're bringing less oxygen into your body, you are going to have what's called lactic acid buildup, which is when your body, when your muscles no longer have enough oxygen to use, and you produce pain. That's why your muscles hurt perhaps the next day, because you don't have enough oxygen coming in. But the third thing is you have to rest. And I never would have thought about that, that you can't just go ahead and exercise day after day without giving your body a chance to recover. Because when you're 18, you can recover very quickly. When you're 50, you may need a full day of doing very light exercise to rest.
Well, all I'm going to say to you, Dr. Wertmann, is that you probably have never trained horses.
Right.
or other athletes, because...
You know, I just say, I have to rest every other day just
after
getting out of bed.
You have to rest every 4 minutes. Marshall is the great rester. He has to rest going from room to room.
But Marshall,
you must have noticed this. I mean, I assume that you're over 50. You must have noticed that if you do try, you know, to get your body in shape, that, you know, you probably were not, you know, the star athlete when you were in your 20s.
No.
Right. But the people who, you know, you read these magazines, like runners magazines, people say, oh, I go out running every single day.
No.
You know, I wouldn't miss a day. But when you're older, you can't run at the same pace. Your body just needs that time to recover. And I think what happens with people who are older who are told to exercise, they don't realize it, and they get tired, their muscles hurt, because, you know, they have this lactic acid buildup, and then they give up. And the really important thing is you can't give up, and I've seen this happen. You know, I've seen people who have not exercised when they were young who are trying to walk, and they do too much, and then they get tired or they hurt, and they say, I'm not going to do it.
If I go out and walk, let's say I walk 2.5 miles, in a day. The next day, I'll walk 1.5.
That's exactly what you should be doing.
Then the next day, I'll walk maybe 3 miles, and then the next day, I'll walk maybe 2 miles.
You once mentioned that there was a big hill that you go up.
Yes.
And if you walk up the hill one day, you really should not do it the next day.
I don't.
Okay, but the point is, you understand your body. But a lot of people don't. And then I said they give up. But again, the good news is that you don't have to, you know, walk from park bench to park bench when you get older, or make sure you have a cane with you because you might find that your legs are giving way. If you maintain that exercise, I think the sad thing is when people reach their 40s who really have been sedentary, maybe it's not their fault. They just have had a horrible commute, a full-time job. You know, they have full-time care of their kids when they get home. They don't have the time to exercise. And they say, well, it's okay, I can still run around, I'm 40 years old. And then 20 years later, they're not able to run around at all. They're not able to walk around. And I think if people don't recognize that they really have to exercise continuously, even though it's at a more, you know, gentle level when they get older, they really are going to need that walker when they get to be 60 or 70.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr.
Very good.
Judy Wertmann.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy every Thursday morning here on The Breakfast Club.